Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimeno, protein-infused water. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics and so much more. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of. Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. Today's show, he's back, the official doctor of my show, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist who specializes in aesthetics, joining me to talk about his broad way of rejuvenating procedures he has to offer and so much more. Dr. Lawrence Miller is joining me live, but first, Trimeno, the official drink of my show, is partnering up with Game on Flag Football, a new youth football league happening on the Connecticut shoreline. Joining me to talk all about that is the owner and operator, Kim Castaldo. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on and letting us give a little talk about Game on Flag Football. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to hear about this because this is the first season, right?
Yes, this is the first season. We're launching in Madison and New Haven this spring. And the league is a little bit different in that our model is a varsity football coach is the site director, and his varsity players are the kids' coaches.
I love that.
And we think this is a win-win because for the little kids playing in the league, you know, the varsity players are their heroes.
Yes.
And they're learning from them, which is so cool. And then for the varsity players, they're learning mentorship, leadership by coaching. And also, you know, it's a responsibility. They're directing, speaking with parent groups, and, you know, it's a big responsibility for them. So we feel like it's a win-win for both sides.
Absolutely. Tell us why flag football is the fastest growing sport in America. I mean, I can only imagine why.
Well, I mean, flag football, first of all, my brother actually brought this concept to me. He and his wife have three little boys. They lived in California, just moved to Texas. And out in those areas, flag football is an absolute phenomenon. Everybody plays. And here where we are, flag football is kind of, the mentality is kindergarten through second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came to me last fall and he's like, Kim, we got to do this in Madison. This is going to be huge. So it was his idea and his model that he came up with. And we're finding that, you know, a lot of people want to play flag football because, first of all, there's always the worries about concussions and injuries.
Yes.
So this is a less combative situation than tackle. It's also great because girls can play. It's not just boys anymore. It's girls and boys. And one of the wonderful things about our league is that we're teaching the fundamentals. So for kids that love football and are already playing tackle, they can play in the spring, so they get another season of the sport they love. Mm-hmm. And for kids that might be, like, kind of, you know, intimidated or not familiar with, they can come out and learn the fundamentals in a fun and competitive environment. And then if they love it so much, maybe they'll sign up for tackle in the fall.
Right, right. And they'll learn to be with a team and team spirit and team sports. And
and totally respect for coaches, all that kind of good stuff, the fundamentals.
So this is an 8-week program, and it's grades 1 through 6.
Right. It starts, it's 8 consecutive Sundays. It's okay. Sundays only. It's a 2-hour commitment, so it doesn't really interfere with lacrosse and baseball for the most part. And it's a set time. So we start with practice for an hour for first graders at 9 o'clock, and then they play their game at 10. And it goes on until sixth graders start at 3 o'clock, and they're done at 4.
What a great way to spend a Sunday. Right?
Yeah, it's so great. And so, and as I was mentioning earlier, in Madison, for example, if you're not from the town, you have to pay $40 to get a beach pass. For kids that are participating in this league, if they want to stay after their 2-hour time commitment, they can buy a beach pass for $10 and spend the whole day with their family and friends at the beach.
Oh, wow. So that's great. And can kids come from all over?
We're getting kids from, I just got a whole team signing up from Groton.
Wow.
I'm getting kids from Orange or from all over the place, which really surprised us because we thought it would just be kind of a local area, but we're doing a lot of social media marketing and we're getting kids from all over the state.
So when is this actually going to start?
So the first date is May 6th and it runs through June 24th.
Okay.
So it's 8 consecutive weeks.
Right, on Sundays.
On Sundays. And as I said, it's a 2-hour commitment.
And, then, you can buy a $10 beach pass, so you're like there the whole day.
The whole
so
day.
West Haven and Madison, it's so great up there.
Yeah, we're so excited. Actually, it's New Haven. It's the second location we're launching this spring. It's going to be at Hill House's Bowman Field. And the site director there is Coach Carl Bond. He's a well-known coach in the area. And, so we're launching in two different locations. And then next year, we hope to have 8 to 10 locations set up. So we're spreading across the state.
Oh, great. Awesome. So, and also, okay, where can people go get more information and how to sign up?
Okay, so you go to www.gameonflagfootball.com. Very easy to register your child. It's a grade-based league. We are getting a lot of kindergartners signing up, which
wow.
is so fun.
So
yeah,
fun.
And they want to play up. Yeah, they're playing up with first graders because a lot of kindergartners, you know, by the time the spring comes, they're ready for a structured program.
Right, right. Awesome. Okay, so wait, I have to ask you, Kim. You have four older kids. I mean, your youngest is going to college. How did you get involved with this fun thing?
Well, it was really, as I said, my brother brought this to my attention. And he was like, Kim, we got to do this in Madison because Madison is a football town.
Right.
And, you know, he knows that from visiting us here for all these years. And he said to me, "This is it's a turnkey kind of a deal. The way it's set up, it's so easy to replicate." So I said, all right, let's give it a try. And it's just the response has been overwhelming. We're having so many kids signing up. A lot of families are signing up with friends because, you know, kids want to play with their friends.
Yeah, of course, of course. And what a great way, I'm telling you, what a great way to spend Sundays. I mean, my son played Little League always, and whether it was basketball, baseball, all little and football. And it was like, you know, the best way to spend the weekend with your little kids because they're active and it's in, you know, parents and kids are around and it's so fun. And you also teamed up with Trimino, the official drink of my show, which is a perfect title sponsor for this league. Tell us why you picked them.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of options out there in the drink market, but a lot of them are so filled with sugar, and I'm just so opposed to that. Like, yeah. I've never bought soda for my kids, for example. We just don't drink
soda. Same.
Yeah, so I thought, wow, this is such a great concept. So, I mean, basically, their product, it's full of whey protein. I think it's 7 grams per bottle, which is really, really impressive. Amino acids, there's no sugar. So for an athlete, that's just so important because, you know, without the sugar and with the protein, they can maintain and restore muscle mass. Their endurance is better. It's just a great way to hydrate. It's a very positive product, and I think it's a perfect fit for our little athletes.
It is. Trimino, 7 grams of protein, 0 sugars, 28 calories, and B-complex vitamins. And there's so many great flavors out there that the kids can choose from so many.
I know. Well, we actually just did a fundraiser in Madison for one of our elementary schools, and we were sharing their product, and people were just loving it. So it's, you know, it's really taking off there. And CVS, Stop and Shop, Big Y, they're all over now. And I think it's great. I'm really happy for them. They had a mission. They made it work, and it's a great product.
It really is a great product. So Trimino's teaming up with Game on Flag Football. For more information, you can go to gameonflagfootball.com. It's an 8-week program. It's starting May 6th through June 24th. It's every Sunday. It's grades 1 through 6, and it's fun for the whole entire family. And once again, if you're there for the day, you can buy a $10 beach pass as well, which is exciting. So Kim Castaldo is teaming up with Game on Flag Football and Trimino. Any last-minute thoughts on this? I think this is such a great idea.
Thank you so much. Well, another thing I just wanted to point out quickly is that we are encouraging kids to put their own team together because obviously kids want to play with their friends. And so that's what's happening now. We're starting to get teams from one of the ones in Fairfield County was, I think, Fairfield. We got a team from Fairfield last week. So it's kind of fun because the parents obviously are driving their little kids up here and they're spending the day together with their friends and they're spending the day at the beach. So it's perfect.
That is perfect. So you could even team up with your buddies and get a whole group to go up there. And what a great way. And I'm sure this is going to get even bigger. And it doesn't interfere with spring sports, like you said, which is really good, too. So
it's only a 2-hour commitment. So you can still play lacrosse or Little League baseball or anything else that you're already signed up for.
And once again, they're teaming up with Trimino, the official drink of my show. Trimino, couldn't be a better sponsor for you guys because it's protein-infused water. It's zero sugar. So we want to keep the kids like you, Kim. I don't buy any sugary drinks in my house at all. Never did that. So everyone should, you know, it's good that the kids are going to learn about this drink if they haven't already. There's so many great flavors to choose from. And it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. So come on out, sign up, get your game on,
GameOnFlagFootball.com.
That's right. GameOnFootball.com.
Yeah, and so I'm sure you'll be there every Sunday.
Absolutely. We'll be there. Trimena will be there handing out samplings. And it's just a great day for kids and parents alike.
It is a great day. I'm sure it's going to even grow beyond Madison and New Haven, too.
Well, that's our plan. We're going to be rolling out across the state next year, so we're really excited about that.
That is exciting. Okay. Well, can't wait to hear. Come back and let us know how it's, you know, after the eight-week program, come back and let us know how it is.
So you
and
I,
so
to
we'll
that.
Touch base again, and it was great to talk to you. We had so much in common, too, besides
right now. I know. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks so much, Kim.
He's back, the official doctor of my show, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist specializing in aesthetics, which is so hot right now. We're going to talk about his new office, state-of-the-art office that he just, not too long ago, like a couple months ago, Dr. Miller's back. Welcome back, Dr.
Thank
Miller.
Thank you. Nice to see
I
you again,
love
Wendy.
Talking to you because I learn so many new things all the time.
Well, I'm glad.
So tell us, you're in your new space.
We're
state
in our
of the
new
arc.
Space. It's beautiful. In the same building as I was before, but prior, my office was not quite as impressive as it is now. It was down in the basement level, as you know, when you first met me.
Yep.
Now we're
I liked it there too.
First floor where we're got great sunshine coming through the windows, and it is really beautiful. I have to say, it's about 2,500 square feet, and
wow.
We have a big, spacious waiting room, TVs in every room. Lasers, you know, nicely, evenly spaced throughout all the rooms, private consultation rooms and changing rooms, and it's really quite luxurious and a spa-like feel.
And the lovely ladies in the front.
And we have our lovely ladies in the front.
And it's tough to say, every time I'm at your office, it's always so busy.
Well, I'm glad that that's the way it is.
That's a good thing.
I'm busy every day.
I asked you earlier, I said, how do you keep up with everything? Like, there's so many new things all the time.
Yes, there is. And it's just a matter of being in the business and knowing what's out there, speaking to the right people, being informed, keeping yourself educated. Like any field that somebody's in, it's just all a matter of staying modern and current.
That's right. One of the things I have to say, and the reason why I chose you to be the official doctor of my show is because anyone that has ever gone to you and anyone that's ever seen walk out of your office, and we're going to talk about this, you have these parties, monthly parties, which are so fun. Everyone always comes out looking natural. They just look like they had a really restful sleep or they've been on vacation. No, that's just because I'm just saying this because mm-hmm. it's the truth. You never overdo it. You always do just right.
Well, I think that's important, and I'm glad you recognize that. Yes, you do sometimes see people with overfilled lips, cheeks.
Their eyes that don't move and
exactly.
all that stuff.
And I try to give the most natural look and be conservative in everything I do.
Yep, you absolutely do. Okay, so tell us, there's such a broad array of aesthetics, and you're specializing in that, and it's so hot right now. Tell us about all that.
Well, there are so many things that you can do now to stay looking young and looking good. You know, the basic bread and butter, which hasn't really changed, is doing a little bit of Botox and fillers. Mm-hmm. Botox has always been the mainstay of, you know, helping to reduce wrinkles above the nose level and the frown lines, the 11s as they call them, and the horizontal forehead lines and crow's feet. It's great to get those lines nice and smooth and to start even at a fairly early age, because I see a lot of women and men in their 40s who start to develop chronic wrinkles mm-hmm. from heavy expressions. And if they started back in their 30s, it would prevent those chronic wrinkles from occurring. So it's never too young. You're never too young to start Botox.
To start with the Botox. And a lot of men do it, too. I don't think people realize that.
Yeah. There's a subset of men that are interested, and I think that there's a whole population that needs to be informed about it. And there's, you know, a lot that can be done for men as well.
And I think people don't realize that, like, you go there and you walk out of the office and you leave and you're like, you don't know you ever did anything.
Well, that's the point.
You know, right?
That's what we try to do.
It's like it's an in-and-out procedure. It doesn't take a long time.
Yeah,
too.
You can come
on your
do
lunch break.
Botox on your lunch break. You can do some dermal fillers on your lunch break and go right back to your office without anybody knowing.
What's the difference between Botox and derma filler?
Okay, so Botox is a liquid that has botulinum toxin in it, very, very low levels. It's not dangerous in any way. And what it does is it relaxes muscles. So it freezes muscles, so to speak.
So
you can't move those muscles. Okay. And the muscles that you want to relax are the muscles in your forehead, in between your eyebrows, or they call that the glabella, or uh-huh. the frown lines, and then the side lines by your eyes called the crow's
feet.
That's
the worst. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, a lot of women complain about that, but we can really smooth those out.
We squint, or because we were in the sun, or because it's just part of aging?
All three. It's part of aging. The collagen gets thinned out in that area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of metabolic activity in that area from blinking and mm-hmm. eye expressions, and wrinkles start to develop.
And how long does it typically last for when you put the injection in?
So Botox lasts about 4 months.
Okay, it takes a long time.
Yeah, people who are regular with their Botox come in 3 times a year to get their touch-ups and redos, and they make it part of their general, maintenance routine, just like you go to the beauty parlor.
Just like you go to the dentist every 6 months or whatever it is.
Come in and do your Botox 3 times a year.
Get in and out. Okay.
Right.
So, and by the way, I also have to say your prices are very reasonable.
I try to be.
You're really spot on.
I really try to be fair in my pricing. I don't see any reason to have these crazy exorbitant prices. I try to make my services available to everybody across the board.
They really are. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to the official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller. He's located at the Westchester Aesthetic Center. You can go on the website, westchesteraestheticcenter.com. The number's 914-231-7666. It's like going to have lunch. It's like going to have a good time when you go to his office. Okay, so what's the most wanted procedure right now?
Well, there's a lot of new hot procedures that are out there. Again, going back to the Botox and fillers, that's
always
just sort of bread and butter. That's always going to be there. People are always interested in wanting to do that. But now people are trying to do things to avoid the knife. So we can do a lot of things in the office where you don't have to undergo major surgery, have major downtime and post-operative pain. We can do sort of like the equivalent of a facelift now in the office using several different modalities.
Yeah.
One in particular is called thread lifting, where we take literally surgical threads that are now put into a needle after appropriate numbing, and it really doesn't hurt. We insert the threads in a certain way that we can lift the cheek and jowls almost to the equivalent of a facelift level.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, so you get it. How long does that take, and can you leave right then? Do you look
normal?
That
procedure literally takes about a half an hour from the moment you walk in the office to you leave. There's minimal to no downtime, maybe a little bit of soreness afterwards that can be handled with some Advil or Motrin.
Right.
There's generally no bruising, and there's no surgical scars of any sort because we just go through a tiny little needle puncture hole, usually at the hairline, so it's not even seen.
Isn't that amazing? So do you think faceless will eventually be?
Well, I recently read a report that shows that non-invasive facelifting has been increasing by about 20%, whereas the conventional surgical facelift has only been increasing by about 4%. So people are really seeking,
big difference,
low downtime, high yield, low pain procedures.
I haven't heard of anyone going for a real facelift anymore. I mean, you used to hear about it a lot more.
Right. It's
now,
almost unheard of.
Yes. Isn't it amazing? God knows what's going to happen next. You're going to go under a light and your face is going to be lit one day, right? You probably will invent that.
We have it already.
Yeah, seriously?
Something equivalent. No, I'm teasing. But, you can do other kinds of procedures for skin tightening
amazing. And
lifting at the same time that is also non-invasive.
So tell us about those.
So another hot procedure is a combination of microneedling with radio frequency. And what that is using heat and small tiny needles to create controlled damage to the skin and controlled heat on the skin, which creates a nidus or a controlled type injury that then the body goes and repairs by stimulating new collagen and new kinds of lifting.
Amazing. All these things are it's state of the art, like your office.
Right.
It's
and that procedure, again, can be done, with no downtime for the most part and minimal discomfort.
And so much different than the downtime that used to be with a facelift, a real facelift.
Correct.
And the time that, and the money that you used to spend with that.
Right.
Amazing that you don't hear about that. Okay, so any other, let's talk about more aesthetic procedures that you have.
Sure. So another hot field is something called regenerative medicine.
Okay.
And what that is using your body's own kind of what we call stem cells or pluripotent cells to regenerate tissue. And it's kind of taking blood and moving it to another place. So something called PRP, which stands for platelet-rich plasma. And what we do is we draw your blood in the office, just like you would go, you know,
like
to have
your
blood
from your arm
for a physical exam. No big deal. We take a couple tubes of blood and we spin it in a special centrifuge that separates the red blood cells, which are discarded, from what's called the platelets. Platelets are involved in blood clotting in your body for the normal clotting system, but platelets can also stimulate collagen and growth of tissue. So when we take that concentrated solution of platelets, we can do many things with it. And mm-hmm. one of the things that you can do is you can re-inject it in a special way back into the face to stimulate collagen and new growth of tissue, which can create tighter skin, reduction in wrinkles, and lifting.
That is so cool.
And that's a procedure that can be done also in under 1 hour, very simple in the office.
So do you see the results right away or not?
No, a procedure like that will require several weeks to see the results, because the platelets, once they're injected, then do their work by mm-hmm. stimulating or releasing growth factors and
right.
hormones that then stimulate collagen production. And that can take a couple of weeks, just like, you know, having your hair grow.
So when people,
it takes
time. When people come back after they get this and they call you, they're like, oh, my God.
Well, they're usually, you know, they're glowing. Their
right.
their complexion looks better. Their pores are reduced. Their wrinkles are improved. And there's, you know, some evidence of lifting as well.
And there's other things. Like, I know that you have the salt spa. Like, there's so many. You just go spend the day at your office. It's
we
crazy.
We could keep somebody busy all day long and maybe even for a full weekend with the amount of procedures that we
kinda,
can do.
It's kind of like you went to a vacation.
And it's relaxing. People come and they enjoy spending the whole morning with us. We have a fun staff.
You really do.
And we have a good time in the office.
And the new office is just magnificent.
It's a pleasure to work there, and the staff is happy, and I think that reflects on the entire atmosphere that people really witness when they come.
And you have all these really cool parties once a month. So
yep.
those are fun. So you have another one coming up in April. Tell us about that.
So we have a party coming up in April. We usually try to pick one particular product or laser or piece of equipment that we want to bring to people's attention. And the one that we're doing in April is called MiraDry. MiraDry is a procedure using a laser to ablate or destroy sweat glands. And particularly it's used for sweating under the arms, mm-hmm. a syndrome known as hyperhidrosis, which is excessive sweating.
And a lot of people have that, by the way. I know.
Many people suffer from it, whether it's, high school kids who, may feel embarrassed in school, all the way to corporate world where people complain about sweating through their dress shirts or, being embarrassed during presentations because they're sweating or having crazy dry cleaning bills because they always have to send their shirts to the dry cleaner.
And they have those sweat things. And I was telling you earlier, there's a story about, they were talking about Prince William and how he had to wear some protective sweatsuit when he was getting married to Kate Middleton.
Right.
And I was like, God, can you imagine sweating through something like what he wore? My God. So this is like a very typical
thing.
Think
the future king of England would know about MiraDry.
I know.
And
you
maybe
would,
if he's listening today,
he's going to come to your party.
Be informed. Come to the party.
And then he could try it out. So at your parties, is this all this stuff offered free?
No. Of course not. But we have
discounted
prices. And for people who sign up at the time of our parties, we also sometimes offer the treatments at the time of the party. Now, MiraDry is a procedure that takes about an hour and a half. So it's going to be more of an informative session. And we'll also be offering some discounts for the procedure for people who sign up that night. And there'll be refreshments and entertainment, and we'll probably have a raffle and a giveaway. We always do that. And just, good time.
And it's fun to learn about all that stuff, too, especially
yeah.
This is a really big common problem that I think people don't really talk about.
Exactly. And the beauty of the MiraDry is that it's a one-time procedure. It takes away the sweat glands for the rest of your life. There are other procedures for the rest of one's life. It's a one-time procedure. You will never suffer from hyperhidrosis again.
Isn't that amazing?
And immediately after the procedure is done. You know, many people who suffer from this know to go to get Botox maybe twice a year, and they spend a lot of money getting Botox injections under their arms, which does work, but it wears off after about 6 months. So you have to be doing it twice a year for the rest of your life. It becomes very expensive. With Miradry, you pay one relatively low price, and your problem is cured.
It's a low price if your problem is cured, if it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So
exactly.
Everyone should try that. So that party's coming up in April.
Yes.
WestchesterAestheticCenter.com. They can get information about when your parties are on
Absolutely.
The website, too.
Absolutely.
And you can also call, make an appointment, go see Dr. Miller. He's the best. 914-231-7666. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Belafil, which is exciting. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. Did you hear the news? The official drink of my show, Trimino Protein Infused Water, has three new all-natural flavors. You have to try Trimino Citrus, Raspberry Limeade, and my favorite, Orchard. Now available at Stop & Shop, Big Y, and on Amazon. Each with 7 grams of whey protein, no sugar, no carbs, no fat, and only 28 calories. I love them. Trimino Protein Infused Water is my drink, and it should be your drink, too. Protein never tasted so good. World-renowned internist and pulmonologist, Dr. Lawrence Miller.
Come on down to our new office and check out all the exciting new treatments that we have. The largest array of the most modern lasers and technology available in Westchester County. And I'm always on the cutting edge of what's new and hot. So come on down and see how I could bring out the best in you. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Larry_Miller. And I'm so happy to be part of What's Up with Wendy.
Dr. Lawrence Miller, the official doctor of my show.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
This morning, the rain this morning taking a shower as an ending, remaining mostly cloudy this afternoon. Mild 54 to 58, turning partly cloudy, breezy, colder 35 tonight. Sunshine mild 55 tomorrow and Easter Sunday, turning partly sunny, cooler 45 to 50. Kitchen Corner, 2359 Black Rock Turnpike in Fairfield has everything you need for the most delicious and beautiful holiday meals and goodies, plus their knife sharpening service. Call 203-374-1118 or online at kitchen-corner.com. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackman on 1490 WGCH.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For more information on me and my show, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up with Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan. Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimino Protein Infused Water. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. It's my drink. It should be yours too. And also by Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics and so much more. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of. We're back. The official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller, is here, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist specializing in aesthetics, which is the hottest thing going on right now. We talked about his new state-of-the-art office, and now we're going to talk about some more things. Dr. Miller, welcome back.
Thank you.
Ultratherapy. See the beauty of sound. Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, actually, slight correction. It's Ultratherapy.
Okay.
That's okay. Ultratherapy. So Ultratherapy is a non-invasive procedure that helps with lifting and toning of mostly the jowls and the neck. We can also do brow lifting and the crow's feet and under the eyes with Ultratherapy. What it uses is high-powered ultrasound to stimulate tissue or cells below the surface of the skin at about a 4 millimeter depth, which is where the collagen producing cells are. And a lot of times when we get older, those cells become senescent, or
sleepy.
In other words, they get sleepy and they stop working.
Okay.
So the power of the ultrasound stimulates those cells to start creating collagen again. It's a one-time procedure that lasts up to 2 years.
Wow.
Results are appreciated within 3 months of the procedure, and you will notice discernible lifting of the jowls, tightening of the neck tissue, and lifting of the brow, and improvement in crepey skin under the eyes.
Crepey skin under the eyes. Wow.
Which is one of the biggest complaints I hear on a daily basis from women, is that their eyes, under their eyes, they say tends to give away their age.
Is it more women than men that shows in?
I would say more women are focused on it. I see men with the same syndrome. They don't seem to focus as much on that as women do, though.
Right. Because I have to say, one of the things that bothers me the most is when I feel tired, I see it under my eyes. I mean,
correct.
I think most women do.
Many women say that they look tired.
Yeah.
And there are a few non-invasive things that we can do to help that tired look under the eyes. And it's all about stimulating collagen. So everything we do is, again, a kind of controlled injury that then stimulates your own body to create collagen. All therapy is one of the procedures that can do that.
Can you just do a part of you, or do you have to do all of it?
A la carte the all therapy any way one wants, or whatever my recommendations would be. Some people just want to improve on their jowls, tighten their cheeks, or some people may be more concerned about their under the chin, double chin,
right,
or crepey skin in the neck, and you know, fine lines in the neck, like a necklace like appearance in the neck. So we can tailor it to the patient's needs.
Amazing, seriously amazing. I mean, so when people come in to see you, okay, so do they say, oh, I need this, or have you ever said, listen, I don't think you're ready for that, or I think. Like, do you work with them?
Well, I think it's a lot of fun because it's kind of like working with a clean slate a lot of times. Some people come to me and they say, what do you think I need? And that's great because I can really, you know, use all of my expertise, knowledge, and experience to help them look their best. And I have such a broad array of modalities now because we've just developed so many different I've acquired so many different lasers and different kinds of technologies that can really make such a great difference that I have many things to choose from, which makes it easier for me to pick the right thing for each individual patient. You know, some doctors may just have one laser and they're going to say, well, that's the laser you need to use and that's going to be the best for you. I have 7 different lasers, so they all have different specifications and different needs or different qualities that each individual patient may benefit from. So that makes it a lot of fun to be able to choose.
And you're very up-to-date, very up-to-date on everything. Okay, so Bellafill, let's talk about that. The picture that I'm looking at right now is like this person is remarkable. Mm-hmm. I mean, the audience can't see it right now, but we will Facebook it and Twitter it, and it's ridiculous how this looks like night and day.
Yeah, Bellafill is an amazing product. It's similar to other fillers. It's in the category of fillers, such as other product names such as Juvederm, Restylane, Voluma. Bellafill is different in that it lasts much longer than those other products do. Juvederm and Restylane will last about 6 to 8 months on the average. Bellafill can last up to 5 years.
Wow.
So when we inject Bellafill, you know, you're really having that benefit of a product that's going to stay with you for a long time. You can make an initial investment in that, knowing that you won't have to do that same area of your face again for a long time, and then you can focus on other areas of your face and allocate your resources appropriately that way.
So is this a needle? Is this kind of like a Botox needle?
It's not a Botox needle. It's more like a filler needle. And we inject it usually in the smile lines, which, you know, around your face. We can do what's called marionette lines, which are the lines that go down on the edges of your lips. Mm-hmm. We can also inject it into cheeks. Those are the three main areas where we put Bellafill.
Okay, I'm just saying this woman looks like night and day. Like she's like a supermodel.
Yeah, well, in that picture, she's had Bellafill put in her cheeks. She's had it put in her smile lines, and she's had it put
in her chin,
in her marionette lines.
Yeah,
and probably her chin as well. It comes as a kit where you can use 5 syringes, and that would be a basic, you know, full facial treatment with 5 syringes. People can also purchase 1 syringe at a time or whatever their budget can, you know,
isn't
allow.
Isn't that something? Like, here you go. Here's a whole kit for your whole face. Purchase one or purchase all.
Correct.
It's a miracle because this took 20 years off of this woman's life.
During her lunch break.
During her lunch break. And she walked out looking.
She walked out, you know, with, you know, just the evidence of some minor needle.
Yeah,
holes,
but that clears that with up makeup,
within 10 minutes, that's gone. On the drive back to work, that's all gone.
It's amazing. Okay, so what other new things do you have to tell us about?
Exciting. We also, besides for facial rejuvenation, we are also doing body sculpting.
Yep.
So that's a big field now. cool sculpting has always been big, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So we've been doing cool sculpting in the office for about 6 years now, and you know, it's just getting more and more popular now. So cool sculpting is great for getting rid of that little bit of unwanted belly fat. Or the love handles that no matter how much you exercise, just don't seem to go away. Mm-hmm. It's ideal for people of that nature who are active and just want to really be perfect, so to speak, and they work hard in the gym and live a healthy lifestyle and want to just improve on
that's another office visit, lunch visit.
Can be a lunch visit. The average treatment takes about 35 minutes. In and out, non-painful. Results are, again, appreciated after about 3 months. The procedure freezes the fat during that 30-minute time with an applicator that's applied, and again, non-painful. And that sort of sets in stone the results that will follow after about 3 months when your body eliminates those destroyed fat cells.
More amazing stuff. Okay, so tattoo removal. This is hot, huh?
So tattoo removal has been around for a long time. It's never been perfected as much as it is now. And I do have the best state-of-the-art laser for tattoo removal, which is known as Cutera Picogenesis. And it can handle all colors of tattoos, black, orange, yellows, and reds. Yellows and reds are notoriously hard to remove, but this laser can do a very good job. It usually requires about 5 treatments, 6 to 8 weeks apart.
Is it painful?
We have a special numbing procedure. It can be a little bit uncomfortable, but we use local anesthesia and a cooling device that makes it very reasonable and, you know,
not painful. Tattoo regret. People have that, huh?
You don't want to have your ex-girlfriend's name.
And when you're getting married to somebody new.
It may not go over well during the honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly. Because some of those people have them hidden, or some of them have them all over their bodies.
Right.
And does that, I mean, imagine like all over your arms and your chest. It takes a lot to get rid of,
right? When you're 20 years old and you do that, and then when you're 45 and you're in the corporate world, you may just not want that anymore.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing. So there's more lasers that you have to offer too in your office.
So we're also doing a lot of acne treatments now for adolescents and even adult acne. Big problem. Creams and lotions don't really, you know, do the trick for many people. We have a new laser called Aerolase, which is amazing. It targets the bacteria that causes acne, and it's a laser that kills bacteria. There's no downtime, no pain during the procedure. You can come in during your lunch break again, do a treatment, and go back to work. Usually requires about 4 to 5 treatments to see the best results, but people are noticing great reduction in their oily skin and acne even after one treatment.
A lot of kids, a lot of teens coming in for that?
A lot of teenagers who come in for that procedure.
Because that's the worst when you're a teenager and you're suffering from that.
Absolutely.
It always breaks my heart for these kids.
Yep.
Because, you know, you don't know why you get it or who gets it. And then, so this is a great thing.
So it's really, it's a game changer.
What about some of the creams and stuff? What do you recommend?
So I recommend using, antioxidants are really the best kinds of, any kind of cream that has an antioxidant in it, whether it's Retin A, which is vitamin A, can be great for rejuvenation of skin. We have a lot of great products in the office that we sell, in particular the companies that I like and that I use myself personally, as well as what we use in the office, are SkinCeuticals, BioPel, and Zoabagi are some of the best products, and we have a big array of those products in our office. So, you know, my staff and myself were trained by those companies to, you know, assess a patient's skin and decide what's the best for them. And, you know, we could offer those products right there in the office.
And use sunscreen. Everyone should use sunscreen.
Everybody should be on a good SPF. And these companies all have the best SPFs that are available. Yep.
So day and night creams.
Exactly.
And you offer that.
And then we have a lot of post-laser creams. So anybody who does a laser needs to improve on, you know, their recovery period. So the creams that we and lotions that we use help the recovery and speeds it up.
Do a lot of people come in for hair loss?
another big area that that I'm involved with, male and female hair loss. And going back to what I was saying about the PRP, we use PRP also to stimulate hair growth. So the same procedure of drawing the blood, spinning it down, getting the platelets, concentrating them, then we have that product and we actually inject it back into the scalp in areas of hair loss, and that PRP has the ability to stimulate hair follicles, to, you know, dormant hair follicles to start growing again.
Is that what it is when you lose hair? It's just they just they're dormant, they die?
Well, some of them,
the follicles?
Some of the hair follicles, they don't die, but they just stop growing. They start stop going into an active phase. So the hair is always in, you know, active and inactive phases. And there's always about 25% of the hair that's in an active phase versus, you know, the 75% that's not active. And sometimes they the inactive hair follicle just doesn't get back into that active phase. And whether that's due to age, environmental factors, stress, toxicities in the environment,
right,
all play a role. Genetics is obviously a big part
so
of it too.
If someone lost all their hair, could they still get their hair back?
Or well, it's by using PRP that, you know, in areas where the hair is completely bald, those hair follicles are pretty much, you know, they're not going to necessarily come back. But in areas where there's thinning of hair, that's where you see PRP makes the best impact.
You just tuned in. The official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller, WestchesterAestheticCenter.com. That you can call at 914-231-7666. Like I said, he has parties monthly, and there's a new party coming up in April. You can check it out on his website. So I know there's other things that we want to talk about and we want to cover that are a little bit more personal that people have issues with. Tell us all about that.
Sure. Okay. So another very big field in the rejuvenation industry is female and male personal, you know, intimate rejuvenation. Women now can benefit from having rejuvenation, sexual rejuvenation by using non-invasive techniques. Many women after childbirth don't feel the same as they did when they were younger sexually. They may feel like they want to go back to those years when they were in their 20s. And we have ways to produce vaginal tightening non-invasively using lasers and radio frequency type energies, heat, or that's kind of heat energy, which can help to stimulate, again, growth of mucosal tissue or the lining of the tissue and also the muscle tissue that surrounds the vagina for tightening.
It's. I think people would they even think to ask about that when they came into an office like yours?
Well, they may think to ask about it because I may even bring it up.
Yeah,
or they might see our brochures in the office that we do it. And, you know, when you're in the office with me, everything is completely private and personal. And I think that most of the women that come in feel comfortable talking to me about it and doing the procedures with me and my female assistants in the room with them. We can also provide male rejuvenation techniques. And, again, using that PRP product, which can help for the facial skin rejuvenation, hair improvement. We can also improve erectile dysfunction with PRP.
It's amazing the things that technology does nowadays, isn't it?
It is.
Any last-minute thoughts you want to leave us with? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and you can tell us all about that.
Well, I'm really excited that I will be going to the International Aesthetics Conference coming up in Las Vegas in June, where I'm going to interact with all, you know, the top professionals in the field and go to the most advanced and up-to-date courses that are there. And I'm excited to see what's out there more. I'm already at the cutting edge, but I know there's so much more. And every year I come back from that conference with new ideas, fresh thoughts, and just can't wait to see what's going to happen after June.
I might have to tag along with you. I'm not really sure. We're going to take a quick break. And remember also, Trimeno is partnering up with Game on Flag Football, a new youth football program that's happening on the shoreline of Connecticut. So that's kind of exciting. Of course, Trimeno is the perfect sponsor for them because it's it's the alternative to sugary drinks, and it's my drink, so it should be yours too. We'll be right back right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. Would you like a few reasons on why you should drink Trimeno protein-infused water? Glad you asked. 7 grams of whey protein, only 28 calories, no sugar, no carbs, no fats, maintains and replenishes muscle, increases energy and endurance, curbs appetite, provides hydration, and the most important, it tastes great. Trimuto is a proud sponsor of my show, What's Up with Wendy, available at a local retailer near you. Trimuto, protein never tasted so good. World-renowned internist and pulmonologist, Dr. Lawrence Miller.
Come on down to our new office and check out all the exciting new treatments that we have. The largest array of the most modern lasers and technology available in Westchester County. And I'm always on the cutting edge of what's new and hot. So come on down and see how I could bring out the best in you. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Larry_Miller. And I'm so happy to be part of What's Up with Wendy.
Dr. Lawrence Miller, the official doctor of my show.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
This morning, the rain this morning taking a shower as an ending, remaining mostly cloudy this afternoon. Mild 54 to 58, turning partly cloudy, breezy, colder 35 tonight. Sunshine mild 55 tomorrow and Easter Sunday, turning partly sunny, cooler 45 to 50. Kitchen Corner, 2359 Black Rock Turnpike in Fairfield has everything you need for the most delicious and beautiful holiday meals and goodies, plus their knife sharpening service. Call 203-374-1118 or online at kitchen-corner.com. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackman on 1490 WGCH.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For more information on me and my show, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up with Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan. Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimuto, protein-infused water. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics and so much more. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of. We're back. We're with the official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller. I learn something new every time I talk to you, every time I step into your office. His new State of the Art office. Everyone needs to go in there and see your office
stuff. It's a beautiful space.
It's a beautiful space.
Nice environment.
It's never too young to start with the Botox. I thought that was really important what you brought up today, too, because...
Yeah, I really do
you
believe
think.
That. I
you
mean,
wouldn't...
Botox, it's in many ways, it's preventative for wrinkles, in all honesty, because what you're doing with Botox is you're putting your skin and your forehead and your frown lines and your crow's feet at rest. And I always use this analogy of when you break a bone, you wear a cast and you immobilize that bone and allow it to heal, because movement is going to interrupt the healing process. Just like moving your eye muscles or your – not your eye muscles, but your forehead, your frown lines and your crow's feet 10,000 times a day involuntarily and unbeknownst to you creates wrinkles. Over time, those wrinkles become deeper and deeper until they become chronic, non-treatable type wrinkles. So by doing Botox, you're putting those muscles to rest and you're allowing your skin to remain young and healthy. So there really is nothing wrong about starting Botox at a young age. In fact, the women and men who come in at an early age, I think they're getting a head start on the game.
Interesting. WestchesterAestheticCenter.com, 914-231-7666. And he's going to have a party again in April. So that's exciting. And every month, pretty much every month.
We're going to be doing a party about every month now where we're going to highlight a particular procedure or technique. This coming month is going to be Mirror Dry, as I stated, which is the procedure for underarm excessive sweating. Last month, we highlighted Bellafill, which we talked about already,
which is a
five-year filler.
It's imagine that, 5 years. I mean, it's not even like you have to go for your checkup every year. It's like perfect.
You do your five-year
filler.
It's
worth the investment.
And that does not take the place of doing also skin rejuvenation procedures such as lasers or doing your Botox. But it will prevent you from having to use something like Juvederm or Restylane in your smile lines every 8 months.
And it is like a spa when you go to you, because there's other things that you can do. Like you have the salt.
Well, we have the salt facial, which is a really nice exfoliating facial, which makes you feel really great. It's using sea salt to take off all the dead skin and give you a nice fresh layer of skin. It feels really good and refreshing. We also have a masseuse in the office now.
Oh.
So we're offering massage therapy, full-service massage therapy for medical and for relaxation purposes. So come and give us a call.
That's something
get your massage
new, Doc.
As well.
My girlfriend did the salt facial, and I have to say she walked out of there and she was like, I haven't done it yet personally, but I'm going to try it.
Well, you come in next time. We're going to give you a salt facial.
She looked, I mean, it was, and she was like sleeping in the chair.
It's a nice, and we also, after the salt facial is done, we put you under LED lights, which are special lights for stimulating collagen.
I mean, I witnessed that firsthand, and I was like, oh my God, blown away. She was too. That was pretty amazing. It's very relaxing too.
Yep, absolutely.
The salt. So the massage thing is new too.
Yeah, so come. You spend the whole day in my office. You can do your lasers, Botox.
You can watch TV too.
Watch some TV and top it off with a massage.
So many great things. And so you're going to go to a new conference in June that you do every year, and you're going to learn some new stuff.
Excited about attending the International Aesthetics Conference in Las Vegas in June, where I'm going to become even more updated with some of the newest and greatest techniques that my peers around the world are engaging in.
And you know what the best part about you, besides everything else, is that you're excited about everything. You're just as excited to learn new things as you are about what you do.
I can't wait till after June to whatever I learned in that conference to incorporate it into my office, because that's what I do. I go places, I attend conferences, I speak to the top professionals in the field, and then I find ways to incorporate that into my practice, and that's how I stay cutting edge.
You do, and I've never seen a doctor that excited about learning new things and telling it to your patients, because I'm sure you get a lot of, when you see somebody that comes back to you after you've did a procedure and you see the difference that you make.
It's exciting stuff. And that's why I'm enthusiastic about coming to work every day. And it makes it a lot of fun. And it's always changing and it's always evolving. And I'm not doing the same old thing every day. My day is so different every day.
And so busy every day.
And so busy.
So make your appointments, because he'll get you in there, but he gets booked up pretty quick.
Dr.
Lawrence Miller, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back again soon. Talk about more exciting stuff. I'll be visiting you shortly.
My pleasure.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. We'll be right back. Oh, next week, Craig Shoemaker is back. Okay, they call him the Shoe. He's a wonderful comedian. He's awesome. So he'll join me next week. Happy Passover.
Thank you very much. And happy Easter to all, and happy Passover.
Happy Easter to all. Are you celebrating?
I will be celebrating Passover this weekend.
Yes. So happy. This is like one of my favorite holidays of all. So all those kids out there, go get your eggs. Happy Easter and have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Thanks.
Can I throw in my quick question?
Please, Bob. Bob has a question. Let him ask it.
Interstitium. It's been in the news, and it's like it's something brand new.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that to me earlier, and interstitium is not really a new concept, but maybe there's some new highlights about it that you've been hearing about. But interstitium is sort of that tissue under the skin where water can collect, and people who develop what's called edema or swelling of their legs and ankles can get water in their interstitium.
That's right.
And so the interstitium is important for draining the fluid out, and it's a real marker of your good health when you don't have edema and when your legs are tight. It may be a marker of underlying medical disease if they get swollen.
And is this an area that you get involved in at all, or is?
Well, it's part of the skin,
yeah.
And you know, overall facial rejuvenation and lasers and the ULL therapy in particular can help to improve on the interstitium, because it's also stimulating collagen in that layer.
Ah. I see. Okay.
All right.
My question has been answered.
Oh, thank God, Bob. Okay. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Once
thank
again,
you.
You're Same listening to What's Up with Wendy. Dr. Lawrence Miller, thank you so much for everything. Go visit him. It's all up on our social media. Have a great weekend, everyone. Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimeno, protein-infused water. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics and so much more. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of. This broadcast is copyrighted by What's Up with Wendy for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without What's Up with Wendy's consent is prohibited. Thanks to all my amazing guests today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Follow Wendy on Facebook, What's Up With Wendy, and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan. No, I still got a lot of
fight left in me. The Voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Not guilty in Orlando? Kremlin missile test. I'm Ann Cates. The widow of the man behind the Orlando nightclub shooting that left 49 dead has been acquitted of charges of lying to the FBI and helping her husband with the 2016 attack. Correspondent Martin Savage reports the defense claims Noor Salman's husband concealed his life from her and was not how the prosecution portrayed her.
Defense attorneys say that's a complete distortion of the facts. They maintain that Omar Mateen was a monster, that he was a liar and deceitful to his wife. He cheated on their marriage. He had no respect for her, they maintain, and thereby never would have considered her a co-conspirator.
Russia says it has successfully test-fired a new intercontinental ballistic missile. Correspondent Phil Black.
The timing will raise eyebrows, certainly, because Vladimir Putin very recently, just a few weeks ago, was boasting about the capability.